Welcome, Warren, and
yeah,
the floor is yours.
Yeah, thank you. That's not necessary. Sorry for starting a little bit late. This is building a security first API. I'm Warren Parad, and I'm the CTO at Authoris, which is a widely used authentication authorization API. That means we get a lot of requests, API requests, that is. So let's talk about that a little bit. Today in the world, there's about 1 trillion requests per second. Go to the slide. This is public internet. And from recent research published by Akamai, about 83% of these requests are purely API related, machine clients, services, IoT devices. From our own research, 4.9% of these requests are malicious in nature. That means for every 20 requests your service gets, one of them is from a malicious attacker that's attempting to compromise your service. That's a lot. And I think we're all in this room right now because we know we have to do something about it. But there's a lot that we could be doing. So many things, in fact, that if I were to stand up here and talk through each and every one of these, we'd be here long after the conference was over. Luckily, I'm not going to do that. But also, doing that may not actually have the impact that you wish it to. That's because some of these may not be relevant to the service that you're building, functionality that actually is in your API. To figure that out, we actually need to do and build a threat model. A threat model is intentionally deciding what a malicious threat actor could potentially do to compromise your service. This is going to be unique based off of the data that you're saving, the way you've built your service, the infrastructure, and also your cloud provider of choice. However, I'm going to say that some threats are ubiquitous across many, if not all, APIs that we're building. So what I'm hoping to do is build up a common threat model that we can utilize to actually target solutions to these issues. So let's start. The first one is injection attacks. These come in many forms, where a malicious attacker attempts to construct a custom request into your service to cause it to execute unexpected code paths or flows. Common example are SQL or database injection attacks. These attempt to execute an unexpected SQL command against your database, such as drop all tables, if we're lucky. Another type is host command injection. So executing a privileged action against our host operating system or virtualization layer. And the last kind is